Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios. This is Old School, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We dove down a hole of most traded, most teams played for in multiple sports, and we found so many names that we may have forgotten about.
Well, the difference would be guys who were traded and then guys who played for the most teams. So there's a little of this and a little of that.
It's pretty interesting. Welcome
there's
back.
There's some
to
interesting names on there, though.
Yeah.
Especially the one that you're asking about.
Welcome back to Old School, 93.7 The Ticket, ticketfm.com.
Sell the tickets. Go ahead and pay the bills, Rico.
Old School, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Sand Hills Global has hundreds of job opportunities and internships available. Their global headquarters right here in Lincoln. If you head to sandhills.jobs today, you can apply for any of those hundreds of jobs. Again, sandhills.jobs. Go there today. Give us a call. Shoot us a text, 402-464-5685. Honda of Lincoln Hotline, Sartor Hayman text line. We're talking most traded players in the NBA and the NFL, and we found some players who have played for the most franchises in the NBA and the NFL. And
crazy.
Some names that you've probably heard of but didn't think, wow, they've played for this many teams.
Yeah. I mean, there's a number one pick in there.
Yeah.
There is. Joe Smith. Yeah. Joe Smith of Maryland.
Yeah.
He was college player of the year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one pick, I think, and he had some time with the Timberwolves, bounced around. I know he was with the Wizards and, you know, different teams. Throughout his career, I think he finally got out of his own way, you know, later in his career. And then you have who else is on there? Jimmy Jackson.
Jimmy Jackson is top of the list at 12. He played for the Mavericks, Rockets, Hawks, Suns, Kings, Heat, Blazers, Sixers, Cavs, Warriors, Nets, and Lakers. There are Anthony Tolliver from Creighton with 11 teams, Trevor Ariza with 10, Ish Smith, currently with 11 teams, and he's still in the league. And Trevor Ariza with 10 teams, who's still in the league. So there's some dudes who have been around it and figured out a way. Tony Massenberg also with Chucky Brown with 10.
Oh, yeah.
Chucky Brown with 10 teams that he played.
I think there's a distinction. You get some guys, you hear about them, you know, Dudley, where you look at him like, man, he's the 12th guy on the bench. They're good locker room guys, guys that can come in and help younger players or be that good veteran presence. I think Dudley was on the Phoenix Suns prior to the Lakers helping their young guys, Booker and all those guys.
Well, they also knew that there was when I was in Utah, there was conversation that the number 12 player had to be a big white dude.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just
No. Yeah. That's a statement of fact.
Right.
That was in the meetings. It was, you're going to need somebody at the end of the bench that you can put out to events and send out who will be around.
Yeah.
They did not want the 12th man to be a black guy.
Yeah, I mean, there's different reasons, but you could either be a good
Well, that was not uncommon in other places either.
Good locker room guy, or then sometimes you get some guys that are traded a lot because they aren't locker room guys. Mm-hmm. But they're up until a point. They're so talented that the juice is worth the squeeze if you need him first. He's like a hired sniper. So
here are the most traded. Ready for this? The most traded. Marcus Camby.
Which his unique skill set, I think, it made him tradable to where he's an all-star at times. But mm-hmm. then if you need a shot blocker, rim protector for, you know, a new team, and he was getting paid a lot probably when he was really, really frequently getting traded.
Chris Gatling. Big, soft, left-handed big man, you know, nice soft touch, pretty good defender, real good teammate, got
long,
kind of guy.
Yeah, could shoot outside for real.
Dale Ellis, the sniper.
Sniper.
Right?
The underrated.
I feel like that's what happens with a lot of sharpshooters. Yeah. If you know, that's one
Tim Legler bounced through a lot of teams. Sam Cassell was traded 7 times.
Hmm. He's that guy. He provides the leadership and big game Sam Cassell.
But the most traded player still in the league is Trevor Ariza. Great team guy.
Great team guy, defender.
You want on your edge team. It's one of those where he's one of those where he's usually on a team and for some reason they're not doing too well. There's a championship level team and they're like, all right, let's go get Trevor. He's the missing piece.
That's the guy.
He's the playoff guy. He's a guy that you don't have to play him a lot during the regular season. But you start kind of ramping up his minutes towards the end of the season.
He's the guy that nobody wants to take on. Trevor Ariza is the dude that if he's standing outside your locker room, stay in the locker room. Mm-hmm.
And
he's your enforcer in a time where there are.
He's the real, as Everett says, there are a lot of fake tough guys.
He's about his business.
Oh, yeah.
Trevor Ariza is the dude that nobody, look, LeBron will tell you, listen, I'm not trying to piss you off, sir. Right.
And to go with the skill set that he can guard 1 through 4.
Right.
Hit a big shot.
No, Anthony Tolliver is who you're talking about, Sanderson. Yeah, we mentioned him. And then the NFL, this is all over the place. So the most traded player, the most traded players, if you pay attention to this thing versus the team guys who play for the most teams, there are 10 players at least who played for more than 5 teams. Ready for this? Let's get into the list. At number 10, he's number 1 now. Brandon Marshall played for 6 teams.
The receiver?
Yep. Kerry Collins.
Okay.
Yeah.
AP, all day Adrian Peterson.
Really?
7 teams. Vinny Testaverde.
He played for 7 teams?
Vinny Testaverde, 7 teams. Talk about workman quarterback Chris Chandler with the Hawks, right?
Yeah, I can see that.
Look. Jeff Blake.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right? Blake was a guy that bounced around. Blake played for the Bengals, the Saints, the Ravens, the Cardinals, the Eagles, the Bears, and the Jets. Brian Hoyer.
Yep.
Rico.
Is he still playing?
Yeah, he's still in the league.
He's still getting paid.
With the Patriots, his fourth stop with the Patriots.
He's pretty much an assistant coach.
So, Pats, Cardinals, Browns,
they really
Texans,
need him now, too.
Texans, he's Colts, 49ers, Bears, and then back with the Patriots. Ryan Fitzpatrick. Rams, Bengals, Bills, Titans, Texans, Jets, Bucks, Dolphins, Washington football team. Josh McCown. 9 teams.
Is Josh still in the league?
Yeah. I think he's in Tampa.
He's coaching somewhere, but then he got picked up.
Was he a high school coach?
He was sitting on the
couch
just chilling.
He's on the practice squad during COVID, so you didn't have to go to the facility.
Cardinals, Lions, Raiders, Panthers, Bears, Bucks, Browns, Jets, and Eagles. And then number 1, Rico, Joshua Johnson, QB, who has played everywhere.
I looked him up on Wikipedia, and you know what? Do yourself a favor.
Oh, yeah.
Do yourself a favor.
Oh, yeah.
Look up Josh Johnson on Wikipedia. Go down to his career history And I don't know how big your phone screen is, but it takes up the entire screen.
Yeah, he was something right, though.
He was drafted by Tampa. He played for Tampa, then San Fran, then the Sacramento Mountain Lions, Cleveland, Cincinnati, San Fran, Cincinnati, New York, Jets, Indy, Buffalo, Baltimore, Giants, Houston, Oakland, Washington, the San Diego Fleet, Detroit, Los Angeles Wildcats, San Francisco, Jets, Baltimore, and he's currently with Denver.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good for him. The guy who that I would think if you did that for baseball, and of course we talked about Chavez earlier, who makes him, but Willie Montanez, who was a switch hitting outfielder, first baseman, played for the Cardinals, Phillies, Giants, Braves, Mets, Rangers, Padres, Expos, and Pirates. But Edwin Jackson, pitcher. Rico, pull up Edwin Jackson, Major League pitcher, and tell me about this. It's fantastic.
Edwin Jackson. Here we go. Load up real quick. Here we go. Edwin Jackson. He's 38 years old. He has played for a trillion teams.
Goodness gracious. When it just loads, right?
You know when the thing, the circle goes or whatever?
Yeah. Like it says professional career, and so Wikipedia has like 2.1. His goes to 2.18.
That's what I'm talking about.
The Dodgers, Tampa, Detroit, Arizona, White Sox, St. Louis, Washington, Cubs, Atlanta, Miami, San Diego, Baltimore, back to Washington, Oakland, Toronto, back to Detroit, back to Arizona,
Jay!
And currently – with the High Point Rockers.
Jay! The dude never unpacks. Like
he knows the deal. I mean, that's the way you do it. You gotta find your way to,
you know what?
Make it in the league.
He's used to it. He was born in New Ulm, Germany, while his father was serving in the United States Army.
Right.
So moving around is probably just something he's used to.
Oh, man. That is crazy that you would never settle in.
Why would you?
Edwin's top 14 teams.
So. Whatever league you're in, it stands for not for long if you're not balling. But for his case, he knows his role or his like niche in the league. Why would he?
Well, come in and eat innings. Why would
he even be asking who's the realtor for the team?
17 years, 14 teams.
He was drafted as an outfielder.
Oh no! He was a part of the Nats when they had him, Scherzer, Strasburg, and they lined up to hit. Like it was like they were like Maddox and the Braves, where the pitchers took pride in hitting. Edwin could rake, man. He could rake.
He's got 1,500 strikeouts.
Octavio Dotel, 13 teams in 14 seasons. 14 teams in 14 years.
Octavio Dotel. Okay. I was like, I feel like I know this name. I do know this name.
Mike Morgan, 12 teams in 14 years. Oh, in 22 years. Oh, my God. He pitched a long time. He pitched from 1978 to 2002. Mike Morgan.
I'm sorry.
I forgot. Sir?
What?
Sir?
This man saw everything in the world change
he did.
Right before his eyes.
Matt Stairs, 12 teams. Little lefty. 12 teams. Fernando Rodney.
Ooh.
Fernando Rodney, 11 teams in 18 years. And then Miguel Batista, 20 seasons, 11 teams. So there's some dudes out there that just – Bartolo Colon's on the list.
Fernando Rodney with the sideways hat.
Right? He never got it right. Bartolo Colon, 11 teams in his 21 years. Indians, Angels, Mets, A's, White Sox, Twins, Braves, Red Sox, Rangers, Expos, and Yankees.
And he hit a home run for the Mets in San Diego.
Oh, good heavens.
And everybody remembers it.
Spectacular.
Run, Bartolo, run.
Right? I mean – yeah, the texter asked, what did these dudes say when they asked who they played for?
Say everybody.
Everybody.
Well,
everybody.
You should just say, well, guess who I didn't play for?
Right.
I'll give you $10.
Right. That's a better question.
Right. Yeah. Jay, the question Claytonian John asked the question. Jay, you played for Houston and Buffalo. Who else?
The Giants and San Francisco. So it was 7 good years, 2 booty ones. The last 2 ones were booty, New York and San Fran.
Do you still have those 2 booty jerseys?
Yeah, and I got the helmets.
You got the helmets too?
Yeah. It was so – I mean, when I was with the Giants, I was like – you know, I was coming off when I broke my leg or whatever, and we went in the playoffs, and, you know, they had a rash of injuries and stuff. So, I mean, I kept it. I mean, I always felt like I wish I could have got to either one of those places – when I left Buffalo, you know, towards the prime of my career, because 2 first-class organizations, just different atmosphere than playing down in Houston. I mean, granted, Houston was great for me individually, but, you know, think about when you go from, at least for me, winning national championships to Buffalo when you're winning, being in the playoffs, winning a lot of games, to go down to Houston, you kind of forget what it's like to be with a winning organization. You know there's a distinct difference in what winners do and what guys that don't know how to win
right,
or don't want to try to win do in the NFL. And then when you get to San Francisco and New York at the end of your career, you're like, dang. And there is a big deal on – a big thing that can help or hurt your career is where you start out and what organization you go to. There is – I mean, I can understand why people have angst of going to or used to maybe to Cincinnati or places like that. You know, like, you know, if I was a quarterback or something like that to Houston, because you're dependent on the organization, you know, and I was fortunate enough to go to Buffalo. I mean, I walked right into a winning locker room, pros that knew how to be a pro and learned, and it was a smaller city. So, for these guys that are able to, I'm telling you, these guys that play for 10 teams or 14 or 13, I mean, yeah, there's probably, you know, like for Jim Jackson, right, the basketball player, you know, his big deal was that him and Jason Kidd were fighting over, was it Halle Berry?
Mm-hmm.
Tony Braxton.
Tony Braxton.
In the locker room, and then he's on, you know, a few other teams, you know.
And there were a couple of guys in the league who fought over Halle Berry as well.
Right. So there.
Even when she was with David Justice. Yeah. On the same team.
Look.
And so I'm sure there's some Jim Jackson part to it as far as him.
Well,
in the locker room.
Yeah, if you're not a good dude.
But I'm sure. But there's also a point to where he could tell you the difference between organization and organization. You know, I know that one of my good friends is the team dentist for the Houston Texans and the Rockets. He does not have 1 ounce of good thing, something good to say about Jim Jackson. Not one.
Yeah. It's a thing, right?
Yeah. So
it is
a thing. And it just kind of you just never know. So, but at the end of the day, you know, once you get in the league, you know, you come in there with one thought on how you want to, you know, you want to get there, be in a great organization, great teammates, win. You're thinking that. Then you finally realize, like, you know, the object of the game is to win at the game. And if you can be fortunate enough to get to, like, the Patriots or, like, the Packers or something like that, then, you know, that's like icing on the cake. But, you know, the more the merrier. Because once they sit back, and if they ever make amends with teammates, they could – look, they played 13, 14 years in the league, and there's a lot of great players that aren't able to play that long. You got to think, look at Terrell Davis. You know, he's a Hall of Famer, didn't play that long. And some of the guys that are like Ryan Fitzpatrick, and, you know, there's not anybody that knows anything about football that would rather have Ryan Fitzpatrick over Terrell Davis.
I'm going to give you these stats. We'll go to break. I'll give you these stats about a player who, again, played on six teams in the league. This player also led his league, his baseball league, in batting in 1993. He led them in triples, finished second in stolen bases and walks. Who is he? We will give away some Beatrice Bakery for the first person who tells us. They led the league in hitting in 1993, led them in triples, finished second in stolen bases and walks. Also played in the NBA. Who is he? Tell us that when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.